before we get back to sleepiness and wrap up our discussion of that, I do want to ask you also to be praying for some of the schoolgirls in Nigeria. You know, it was roughly a couple of years ago that Boko Haram had gone about the business of invading one of the schools and kidnapping, what was it, about 200 girls? And then recently, they've invaded another school and kidnapped approximately 100 girls. And there are, you know, I tell you some of the things that I think about. These girls who are at these schools in Nigeria. How many of them live in fear, even if it's just kind of just below the surface, wondering if someday someone from Boko Haram is going to show up at their school and kidnap them? You know, that has to be a terrifying experience. You're at school, don't really have anyone to protect you. Suddenly you hear gunfire, and you know, based on the way some of the people are, some of the bad people of the world, because we do have some bad people in the world, let's face that. The Bible uses words like bad, evil, wicked, depraved. Not all people are good people. And these men showing up with their guns, assault weapons, gunfire, and the girls running for their lives. How about their parents? I'm not talking necessarily, I'm talking now about when the men show up with those guns and they're kidnapping, they're corralling these girls like they would animals. And how about when they're not there, when the Boko Haram and others not there, but parents as well as their children, the schoolgirls themselves, are wondering, are they going to be okay? Are they going to be all right? Y'all be praying for these girls. Be praying for their family members, even their brothers and other sisters who are still at home. Be praying for them. You need God to intervene mightily and handle this situation. So when you're praying for others and when you're praying for yourselves, let's remember them too. Let's remember these girls. All right. We talked about sleep loss and weight. Sleep deprivation, particularly when it's chronic, can make you gain weight. It may be that if you snooze, you lose. Lack of sleep seems to be related to an increase in hunger and appetite, and possibly to obesity. According to a 2004 study, people who sleep less than 6 hours a day were almost 30% more likely to become obese than those who slept 7 to 9 hours. How many of you find it easy to sleep 7 or 8 or even 9 hours a day? Not easy for everyone, but anyway. Recent research has focused on the link between sleep and the peptides that regulate appetite. Ghrelin stimulates hunger and leptin signals satiety. You know, lets us know when we've had enough. Sends those signals to the brain and suppresses appetite. Shortened sleep time is associated with decreases in leptin, which lets us know we've had enough, and elevations in ghrelin, which says we're hungry. Not only does sleep loss appear to stimulate appetite, it also stimulates cravings for high-fat, high-carbohydrate foods. And ongoing studies are considering whether adequate sleep should be a standard part of weight loss programs. How about this? In the Whitehall 2 study, British researchers looked at how sleep patterns affected the mortality of more than 10,000 British civil servants over 2 decades. The results showed that those who had cut their sleep from 7 to 5 hours or fewer a night nearly doubled their risk of death from all causes. In particular, lack of sleep doubled the risk of death from cardiovascular disease. I wasn't kidding a little earlier when I was telling you that chronic sleep deprivation can lead to death. How about this? Lack of sleep can affect our interpretation of events. This hurts our ability to make sound judgments because we may not assess situations accurately and we may not act on them wisely. Sleep-deprived people seem to be especially prone to poor judgment when it comes to assessing what lack of sleep is doing to them. In our increasingly fast-paced world, functioning on less sleep has become kind of a badge of honor. But sleep specialists say if you think you're doing fine on less sleep, you're probably wrong. And if you work in a profession where it's important to be able to judge your level of functioning, this can be a big problem. Studies show that over time, people who are getting 6 hours of sleep instead of 7 or 8 begin to feel that they've adapted to that sleep deprivation. But if you look at how they actually do on tests of mental alertness and performance, they continue to go downhill. So, ladies and gentlemen, we really do need to take seriously the importance of getting our proper sleep. If it's been something you've been working on and you just haven't been able to pull it off and it's been frustrating for you, don't give up. Like I said, keep evaluating, keep assessing, keep looking at that list of things to do. See what you can do to fine-tune, maybe downscale a bit. See what can be taken off. See what adjustments can be made. We can do this. Let's keep working at it. Till next time.